Hello, I am Nimja, and this is All Hallows Eve. This file will help you understand and feel what this night is all about. To some, it is a night of fancy and fantasy. To others, it is an evening of evil and excitement. And yet, the beginnings of this night so many years ago, all the way back, is quite simple. Back then, on this eve, one of the darkest nights, it is when the spirits would come out, and it is to fool them that we disguise ourselves, that we almost pretend to walk among them in the strangest of costumes. And in these costumes, we can pretend to be something or someone else. And of course, while we are all dressed up, the spirits would see us as one of them and leave us be, happy that everyone is accepting of these strange apparitions, just walking and going from door to door asking for candy. There's a simplicity in this. A fun elegance that rather than fight the darkness, we enjoyably become part of it, dressed up as ghosts or ghouls, goblins, monsters, or even stranger, sometimes just playful. Heroes and villains are meaningless on this night, since the only thing that matters is that we step out of ourselves for a moment and enjoy the darkness and the delicious candy of All Hallows Eve. So close your eyes. Imagine yourself walking, enjoying, dressed up. But there's something important with this. If you are dressed up, it will help if you not just look the part, but you sound and feel the part. To some, this comes very easy. All they have to do is put on a costume and their mind will shift to paint a picture perfectly, to sound exactly like they should. For others, this takes some time to truly live in the character, to allow the clothes you wear to become part of you, and to walk among the spirits on this beautiful dark night. It is a time of fantasy mixing with reality. And as you listen, I'd like you to imagine the character that you wish to portray. Even before you put on the costume and disguise yourself, it helps to already have an image in your mind of how you want to look, to know what you want to sound like. to feel what you want to become. And it doesn't even have to be extravagant in detail either. No, the simplest costumes can still evoke strong emotions. Perhaps you too have dressed up as the ghost with no more than a pale sheet over you. Or perhaps a different costume just as simple, but no less powerful. Whichever character you become, whichever creature you embrace, allow it to become you, to become part of you in that moment. Now, while listening to this, there is an up and a down. There's a drifting back and forth of your imagination, playing with all the concepts in your mind. Sometimes my words go slow. They are almost like a sweet melody, drifting back and forth as you become aware of this time of ghosts and spirits. We dress up to disguise ourselves and walk among the creatures of the night as the adults give you tribute to appease the spirit. And the best part is that you get to enjoy it afterwards. Now, while you embrace your character, your creation, your creature, you'll feel more and more at ease while walking among monsters. Because you are not the only one dressing up, and the others can evoke similar strong sensations. As you allow them to be the creatures they represent, the monsters they make, the costumes they carry. And the night, the evening itself, is a moment of magic and mystery. The more you allow yourself to be swept along with the unsaid, with the myths that are hiding behind the words, the more the magic, and allow you to enjoy this evening. As this is a special evening, one to embrace the darkness that is there, invite it in, put a plate, and let it sit at your table. Or when it rings your door and asks you to trick or treat, to let it leave with a smile and something nice. And remember, even as a monster, a ghoul, a goblin, a creature, you can still be thankful for the tribute that people give. There is a long and dark history behind many of our traditions, but for All Hallows' Eve, that darkness is beautiful. It is a night that starts early, an evening that draws ever nearer, and allows you to be something else. Once upon a time, people dressed up just like you did, sometimes for tribute, sometimes for smiles, either imitating or disguising yourself from the spirits, reciting verses in exchange for food, or dressing up as saints to go door to door. For this, hero or villain, all that matters is that the costume you wear becomes part of you. For the duration of the All Hallows' Eve, the hallowed evening, and once you take it off again, you can let it go and remember it with fondness. Even the monsters sometimes need a bit of candy. And it's okay to ask for some, isn't it? Trick or treat. Let's see what creatures you will meet. Enjoy the evening and enjoy the darkness, the costumes, the creations, from the simple and the ones that have been worked on for hours and weeks. Allow yourself to enjoy all the difference, all the unique experiences of this evening. And with that, I hope you have fun. There's many words right now and many little thoughts that might sneak in back and forth. All in all, I hope you have an amazing All Hallows' Eve. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Have fun and enjoy your bounty.